Well, good evening, Audio Boo. It's Ivan at Turbo Stream. Hashtag rat arsed. So, this is the rat arse boo on this bank holiday Monday here in England. I'm not sure where Scotland, but in Ireland. So, this is a special edition of rat arsed. Hashtag rat arsed. And we have a German beer. And the voice beer, courtesy of our very own all one word. So we've got a slightly battered bottle. We did say that they used the bottles quite a few times, so there's quite a few marks on it. It's a yellow and blue label, 0.5 litres, alcohol 4.9% volume. Because it's German, I can't read the label. 1731, it says. I think that's the where the brewers started brewing. So we need one word to translate. So I'm not going to go through the label, so I can't read it. So as McColgan likes, we'll crack this wee beastie. Well, that smells quite nice, actually. Let's pop in the glass. So it's quite a lot of beer as it comes out. Looks like it's quite fizzy. And it's cloudy. Yeah, cloudy beer. I've had cloudy cider before, scrumpy. I'm trying to think what it smells like. Could have got a cold, I'm not getting much of a smell. So we'll have a swig out of the bottom, see how we get on. It's quite nice. Quite happy. I'm not getting any flavours suddenly rushing out to me. So, I say at the moment it looks like a lager. It's cloudy. So some of the so we get the glasses done. I'm trying to think what I can taste there. Kind of fruity, kind of. Very mild is cinnamon, I think. It's only quite nice. I'd say if you're sat outside a pub in Germany on a nice warm summer's afternoon, that would go down. Excuse me. That is nice, actually. So I'm not getting any particular flavour. Just the hops. The kind of wheatiness of the hops. As I say, it's slightly unusual for a beer to be cloudy. It's the kind of thing that if you brew your own beer, that sometimes is cloudy. But it's nice. Best before 14th and 9th, 14th. Yeah. That's very nice. Thank you, Big Rick, or one word. Yeah, so it's a pretty, not really good taste test, was it really? But I can't really say. It's nothing particularly that strikes me. But that's going to. That's going to be nice, that is. I'm not getting any like fruit or anything like that, or I'm guessing it's saying nature on it, so I'm saying it's natural. It's going to be natural beer. Yeah, so that's the Weiss beer from Germany. So cheers to Big Rick, or one word. Cheers to McColgan. He's had a bottle of this. And eventually when Amanda gets his, cheers to you. And also to the people going on the 10 in 10, also a bottle. Yeah, thank you. So this was a rat arse boo from TurboStream.
Well, I just thought I'd record a footnote. I'm now halfway through the bottle. Sitting on, just been editing the rat arse boo. And it's tastes very slightly burnt, and it kind of fizzes on your tongue. It's the most I haven't got, there's a definite taste to it, but I can't think of. It's definitely a burnt taste. A strange beer. You can definitely taste the malt. And definitely the hops in there. But I'll be honest, I've never tasted beer like that. That is strangely addictive. It's definitely a burnt taste to that. Excuse me. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's a most intriguing beer. Normally when you taste beers, you have a few sips and you get used to the taste and it slips down, but that's, it's got like a fizz and it lingers on your tongue. Mmm. Very interesting. I think it's cloudy or I don't know. That is most strange. Very, very, yeah. I can't put my finger on it. I need to think about it. So maybe somebody else who's had the pleasure of tasting this can enlighten me what I'm tasting, because at the moment I can't place the taste, but it's nice. Very nice. Yeah, cheers.